All right, Jason Horwood's back with you in our Westwood One studios. Let's relive this 24-17 win, Georgia over Florida. The 8th-ranked Bulldogs stay a one-loss team. The 6th-ranked Gators fall to 7-2. And the opening drive for Florida didn't go so well. They had 3 shots on a 2nd-and-1, 3rd-and-1, and then they went for it on 4th-and-1 from the Georgia 40. But Bulldogs got a turnover on downs and then went 15 plays of their own, converting 4 third downs to get to the Gators 10. Did have to settle, though, for a Rodrigo Blankenship field goal. 3-0 Georgia lead, 3:30 into the opening 15 minutes. Same score, end of the first, and all the way inside of 5 minutes of the second quarter. Bulldogs seemed to be in control of the game, but at that point, not the scoreboard. Third down conversion, though, again for Georgia. Jake Fromm passed to Lawrence Cager, called the catch on the field. Replay absolutely looked like it was incomplete, but they said call stands, so the drive still going for the Bulldogs in the red zone.
3rd and goal, the ball in between the 3 and the 4 yard line for the Georgia Bulldogs. Fromm ready to take the shotgun snap. Fakes a handoff, looks left, throws that way. It is caught, and going into the end zone is Dominic Blaylock, the true freshman. And Georgia has our first touchdown at the 4:43 mark of the second quarter to take a 9-0 lead over the Florida Gators.
The extra point was good, and that play on another third down conversion. The Bulldogs were good of 8 of their first 10 on third down. Huge story of the day. Gators, though, did respond with a drive. Evan McPherson, 38-yard field goal, get Florida within a touchdown. It was answered by Rodrigo Blankenship, hit a 37-yarder right before the half. 13-3, Georgia had the lead at the break, and they held Florida to 115 yards. In the opening half. Now, Bulldogs went right down the field to open the second half as well. Again, had to convert a bunch of third downs, but again, had to settle in the red zone for another Blankenship field goal. This one from 27 yards. So 16-3, Georgia, 10 minutes to go in the third. Florida's offense couldn't do anything. Negative rushing yards for the game through 3 quarters, and Georgia's running game seemed to be starting to wear down the Gators.
2nd 10, here's a snap, toss play left, Swift searching for space, couple blockers, he's got room, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! DeAndre Swift on the toss play takes it 37 yards down the left sideline and into the end zone to put Georgia firmly in command, 22-3, but there is a flag down on the field as well.
It was a holding call against the Bulldogs, so instead of firm command and a 3-touchdown lead, penalty moved Georgia out of field goal range. They had to punt, and Kyle Trask took to the air, including a 4th down conversion to get to the Georgia 27, and then immediately trying to capitalize on the momentum.
1st and 10, now faking the handoff, Trask escaping the pocket, throws on the run for the end zone, flag comes in, but it's caught for a touchdown. Assuming this is interference, the touchdown will stand for the redshirt senior Van Jefferson, who goes over and celebrates with the Florida fans in the left end zone. That'll make it 16-9 with 13:51 left in the ball game.
It was for interference. The touchdown did stand upon review as well because it was right at the goal line. Extra point good. First sign of life for the Florida offense in a game that had felt like they had been dominated, but 16-10. Georgia's offense, though, they would not let Florida keep the momentum and gave us a Wrangler highlight of the game.
1st and 10 from their own 48 for the Bulldogs. Ball situated just up top of the SEC logo at midfield. Under center, play action. Fromm drops, sets, throws, left sideline, caught, Cager wide open, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! There was nobody in his zip code! And Lawrence Cager takes it 52 yards to the house on the connection from his quarterback Jake Fromm to put Georgia up 22-10 with 10:01 remaining.
And remember, he used to be in a different zip code because that's the Miami transfer playing against Florida. And that's our highlight of the game, sponsored by Wrangler. You think you know Wrangler jeans? Check out Wrangler.com today to discover tons of new styles and all the latest denim trends. Wrangler, wear with abandon. They went back to Cager to complete a 2-point conversion. The Miami transfer had 7 grabs for 132 yards in the touchdown at that point. Now, Florida's still in the game. Trask was starting to play really well, and they had to have a touchdown and got one. Took 6 minutes and 50 seconds, but Trask, 2-yard touchdown pass to Freddie Swain to pull the Gators within a touchdown with 3:11 to go. But they had to get a stop to get off the field, and it's the Georgia junior quarterback looking for his 30th career win. coming through in the clutch.
The quarterback, Jake Fromm, out of the shotgun with three receivers right. Takes the snap. Pressure up the middle. Fromm throws to the right side, and it's caught for a first down. Eli Wolf, the tight end, hauls it in at midfield. And Georgia has a first and 10 with 2:44 to go, and the Gators of Florida have no timeouts left.
Let's just call it what a set of guts this quarterback has. Okay, to loft that ball into the farthest reaches of the field, a corner route by Wolf from the inside to the outside. He threw it right on the receiver. What a gutsy call. Don't anybody tell me this quarterback is not an NFL starter and winner.
No, and he played really well in a game they had to have. 20 of 30, 279, two touchdown passes against a really good defense. And Georgia moves to 7-1, 4-1 in conference, full control now of the SEC East. Florida's still having a really good year, but falls to 7-2 and 4-2 in conference, and now will need some help from the Bulldogs if they have any shot to get to Atlanta in the SEC championship game.